I'm Adrian Atkinson with JIS Evening News for Friday, July 8. Coming up, government to introduce HOPE program. Tax Administration Jamaica embarks on campaign to sensitize public about new income tax threshold. And state agency urged to create a database of Jamaican citizens. The news in detail right after this message.
Sexual transmission of the Zika virus by men is potentially possible. Use a condom every time to protect your sex partner. A message from the National Family Planning Board Sexual Health Agency.
Now the news. Government is to introduce a new program geared at coordinating initiatives targeting vulnerable communities and social groups across the country. The Housing Opportunity Prosperity Employment HOPE program, which replaces the Jamaica Emergency Employment Program JEEP, will incorporate several initiatives currently being undertaken by various ministries and agencies. These include the Production Incentive Program, Short-Term Poverty Alleviation, Small Business Loan Schemes, Public Assistance Grants, and Urban Renewal Housing Program.
As a multi-sector intergovernment agency, the HOPE program will offer a range of services to its targeted beneficiaries as well as opportunity for the submission of project proposal from members of parliament, community-based organizations, and participating agencies. Application for benefits will be vetted based on a predetermined list of criteria.
Minister of State in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Erald Warmington, making his contribution to the 2016-2017 sectoral debate earlier this week. The government is moving to establish a secretariat to deal with the daily operations of HOPE. The secretariat will develop the procedure to engage stakeholders under the program. Chairman of the Registrar General's Department, RGD Danville Walker, is urging state agencies with responsibility for safeguarding the identity of citizens to collaborate to establish a single database of all persons in Jamaica. Mr. Walker says a single database will allow for more targeted analysis of the population and more strategic allocation of the nation's resources to designated interest groups. Such a database will provide a greater level of security for efforts to guard against identity theft in Jamaica.
What we're finding now in Jamaica is that there are tremendous savings to be had. You cannot plan accurately and properly without proper data. Proper data is a bedrock of the planning that is going to be required to allocate resources effectively and efficiently, knowing exactly the size of your population.
Mr. Walker says the way forward must be led by key government agencies, including the Electoral Office of Jamaica, RGD, National Insurance Scheme, and the Passport Immigration and Citizenship Agency, PICA. Mr. Walker was speaking at the opening of the inaugural Caribbean Civil Registration and Identity Management Conference in Rose Hall, St. James, Thursday. Tax Administration Jamaica TAJ has embarked on a public education campaign to raise awareness about the changes to the personal income tax threshold implemented on July 1. With the increased threshold, persons will no longer pay income tax on their earnings up to $1,272 per year. The statutory income tax rate for persons earning in excess of $6 million has also moved up to 30%. The TAJ says it will be using press releases, interviews, publications, social media, and its website to make persons more aware of the changes. The agency says its experts are working with accountants, employers, and payroll software developers to provide guidance on how the taxes are to be deducted from salaries. It will also host sensitization sessions across the island to educate employers and the general public. And the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons, NATFOTIP, is calling for a global and university-based study on the state of human trafficking. Chairperson of NATFOTIP, Carol Palmer, says universities are more equipped to undertake such research, while noting that it can be a joint study involving more than one university.
We would like academia to engage with us as a task force to do Jamaica's national study on what is happening around the world. It's something that we would love to be done, but not coming from the government of Jamaica, so it will enjoy its own credibility.
Mrs. Palmer says the annual study will be conducted on a global level as it relates to efforts by different countries to fight human trafficking. That was the JIS News. I'm Adrian Atkinson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.